Hello and welcome to Heartbeat, where it is Holy Week. A week where, what are we trying to be more holy? Or is it a week where the Holy God comes so close to us, offers his Son for us, which is such a holy moment, such a holy season? And it's a week where we truly should concentrate on what God has done. That Jesus, our Saviour, chose to die for us, chose to suffer for us, chose to be the Lamb of God, and to give us life eternal for everybody. He gave of himself completely. It's a time where, it's a somber time really. It's a time of really thinking and remembering and knowing what he did, of truly knowing what he has done for us. We didn't deserve it. We didn't even ask of it, because we didn't have the ability to even know that, I guess, we could ask or what God could give to us. He gave it to us freely, out of love. Out of love and this hunger that he has for us. This love that he has for us that will never wane. He didn't want us to miss out in being in his family. So he chose to send his Son to replace us in the responsibility, the retribution that needed to occur because of the original sin of not choosing God, of being proud and choosing ourselves. So there's this season where we can do a few things. We can maybe pray a bit longer, a bit more seriously, a bit deeper, honestly. Maybe we could do the Stations of the Cross or pray the Rosary. Pray the Sorrowful Mysteries. And if you don't fully understand it, we do have a place on the brucedowns.org where you can go to the Rosary and we can lead you in the Rosary prayers. But basically, it's concentrating on what Jesus' life, what Jesus has done. And you can look at the different churches that have the Stations of the Cross or the Rosary or different honouring masses or prayers that are done in this season. We've got, you know, Holy Thursday night where the Eucharist was first, the Last Supper was first occurred, and we celebrate that. And then you've got Good Friday where there is the Stations of the Cross, there is Adoration of the Cross. There are many churches that have different events and things on. And then Easter, where we celebrate what God has done. So look out for those. Go on purpose. Go and check out different prayer groups that you could go to. Meditate upon it. Read the scripture. Read the stories. Read in the Holy Week that the time from Palm Sunday to the death of the Lord. Reflect upon it. Be overawed by his sacrifice. Overawed that he chose me above himself. Whoa. Go to adoration. Go light a candle. Go sit before the Blessed Sacrament. Go sit in a quiet space and just you and God, just be there for him. Breathe it all in. Ask for his mercy, his grace, his forgiveness. Go to confession. And if you haven't got any of those in the particular faith that you belong to, go check it out even. Go, Lord, what is this confession thing? What is it that I am? Go confess. It says, go confess to the elders your sins. You know, let the Lord wipe the slate clean. because that's what he does. From Good Friday to Easter Sunday, he's wiping the slate clean for us. Go think about it. Don't let this Holy Week slip you by. And you could be busy at work, busy at home, family. Try and make some extra time just for him. And thank him. Thank him for what he has done and what he continues to do in our lives. Have a blessed Holy Week. And how joyous and amazing it will be on the other side at Easter.